Well, hello everyone, and welcome to today's Q&A call. This is Lisa Minini with Accelerate Associates. Welcome all Success Circle members. If you're brand new, I want to welcome you to this Q&A call, which happens every fourth Tuesday of each month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And the purpose of today's call is to get your questions answered. And I know some of you are going to be on the call live today, and some of you actually submitted your questions because you couldn't be on the call live, and I'll do my best to make sure I answer those. I want to also, before we get started, I want to make sure that you have on your calendar some upcoming events, some important ones. First of all, the Business Accelerator Call for December is scheduled for Tuesday, December 11th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Remember to mark your calendar. I always like to remind people to use that recurring feature in their calendar so they lock that time in and they have that on their calendar always. But we're going to cover how to supercharge 2013 with goals that grow your influence, your impact, and your income. So that is going to be, you know, I hear time and time again that as a small business owner, you want to grow your business. You want to make more money. You want to have more clients. But oftentimes, you might get overwhelmed, all overwhelmed over the stuff that needs to get done. You get sidetracked from the revenue-generating activities. Maybe you get busy, but you busy spending time prospecting and collecting a laundry list of some of those unfinished projects than actually working with your clients. Or maybe you're frustrated because another year passed and you really haven't achieved your revenue goals. Well, if that sounds like you, then you really do want to come to the Business Accelerator Call on December 11th, where I'm going to go through the number one major misperception about goal setting and how this misperception can also prevent you from reaching your goals and exactly what you can do about it starting now. So this is a special call for you as a Success Circle member. This is not open up to the general public. We're also going to go through the SMART formula and how it's consistently misapplied. And what is the SMART formula? I'll give you a preview, but for those of you that don't know, it's making sure that your objectives are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time frame. And there's actually something that's missing from the SMART formula that I'll go through on that call, and it's so incredibly important to making sure that you achieve your goals. I'll also cover the top six questions in your business blueprint that becomes, and again, your business blueprint becomes your GPS to achieving your goals each year and making sure that you stay on target. So for those of you that are working through the implementation program at home, the home study program, you may not have gotten to this stuff. It's okay. You can still come to the call next month. I think it's going to really help help you accelerate your results for 2013. So if you've been wishing and hoping instead of actually planning to grow your business in 2013, you definitely want to be on this call. So again, that's December 11th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Supercharge 2013 with goals that grow your influence, income, and impact. Another upcoming event, only this time it's on September 13th, the following Thursday, and it's how to get all the clients you need automatically. I'm opening up that webinar, actually. It's a webinar to everybody, so that's open to the general public. You can register on my website at accelerateassociates.com under the events section. It's under virtual events, so as you hover over the events, you'll see the drop-down for virtual events, and that's where you can see where you can register to the webinar. On that one, I'm going to share with you the seven strategies to continuously fill your prospect pipeline, so you want to be on that call. Again, that's open to the general public, so feel free to tell your friends and shout it out on social media. And I'd be ever so grateful if you did that. Let's see. And for those of you that are also affiliates of mine, we are going to be sending out some additional affiliate information so that as you announce that upcoming event to your networks and get people on the call, even though it's free, you know, you get credit for it as the affiliate. So later on, if they should ever register for anything that is a paid event, then you would be compensated for it under the affiliate program. So just wanted to let you know that. Okay. Let me see if there were any other upcoming events that I didn't cover. Nope, I think I got everything so far. So, all right. So today we've got a number of questions that came in, and I think for the first one, we want to take let's take Julie's and let's see. Let's unmute Julie.
This line.
Okay. Julie, can you hear us?
Hi, Lisa. Yes, I can.
Oh, fantastic. Welcome
Yay.
To the call.
Thank you. My first one. And I'm the first person to speak. I'm so excited.
Well, we saw your number on the switchboard, and we thought, okay
well,
I think that's Julie, so let's make sure. So great. Well, you have a couple of questions, and so how this works, Julie, is since this is your first call, I'll coach you through it. So ask your questions,
good.
And then I can ask any follow-up questions that I might have, too. So what's your question?
My question is, I am promoting a two-hour workshop, and it's called Succeed Despite the Economy. And so what I'm doing is I'm focusing on college-age students. So I am doing some networking with community colleges, et cetera, and I had spoken to a gentleman from SASU, and my intention, Lisa, was when I went in that I would, like, kind of market the workshop, and then I would charge per person. And he said, no, Julie, what we'll do is have you come in as a speaker, and we'll pay you. And he said, so what do you charge per hour? And I was kind of like deer in the headlights. I'm like, I said, well, what do you pay per hour? And I wasn't sure. I totally stumbled. He's like, well, you know, we usually pay like $250 to $300 per hour. And I just said, okay. So kind of my question was, because I really wasn't prepared to say that, because I was expecting something a little bit different. What is your suggestion, Lisa, for, like, as a speaker, as you go in, and of course I'm going to be promoting, like, my coaching program, so it'll be an additional services that which is my intention to sell.
Okay, so at the end of your talk, you're going to have the ability then to also sell your services, so anybody can upgrade into your services. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, or what they refer to in the speaking industry is selling from the stage or selling in the back of the room.
Okay.
So your question is what?
What would you recommend as, like, if they say, okay, we want you to come in, because they're willing to pay me to be a guest speaker. And he said, you know, what do you charge? And I'm kind of like, I really wasn't sure. What would be your recommendation?
Yeah. And this is a really, really great question. Because I get this all the time when I'm working in the laser coaching calls, and so this is perfect because you're not the only one who has those questions about pricing and whether it's pricing your speaker fees or it's pricing your products. There is a couple things to keep in mind. First and foremost, you always want to consider, even as a speaker, what your costs are. So even if you have a product, your service of speaking is your product in this case. But one thing you want to take into consideration are, where are all your costs? So for example, as a speaker, you got to consider both your hard and your hidden costs. So what does that mean? Well, some of your hard costs might be cost of materials, cost of any handouts that you provide, cost, unless they're going to do that for you, and in some cases they do. There's also going to be costs related to the time if you're going to customize your speech. So, and those are going to be kind of the hidden costs, but there's going to be hard costs like lodging if you have to travel. So, I mean, this is not only this event, but think about this as you start speaking, that even in other, you know, states or other countries, you've got to take those things into consideration. Food, your flight, your gas, your mileage, those are all hard costs that are going to add up that you may not consider, you know, when you're first getting started. So I want to make sure that we go through some of those, because those are important things, especially when people are getting started in speaking. And then you end up negotiating something far less than you ended up. You end up working for free, right? And you don't want to work for free. So
that's not the intention.
Right. So you also want to think about some hidden costs. That is, in order to, when you go there, there might be some people that see you for the first time that are not ready or for whatever reason to do business with you right then and there. So it's important for you to also get their information while you're there. And so to do that, you might do a drawing. And you might pass out a sheet of paper. And I'm going to get to your question, but you want to pass out a sheet of paper, right? And you want to get their name and email so that you can continuously stay in touch with them and provide additional value along the way, and let them know about your upcoming events. Now, when you do that, that sheet of paper is a hidden cost to you.
Sure.
Now, at the end, you can also give them a gift and raffle off a gift. Again, that's going to be another hidden cost to you. So you can see how these things are adding up in what actually goes into a speaker fee. And so the one thing you want to do is when you're getting started, remember to look at the conversation, because the first thing out of somebody's, you know, an event planner's, the first question out of their mouth is going to be, what are your speaker fees?
But
if you answer that too soon in the conversation, just like you experienced, you're going to be at a loss for knowing how to answer that, and not to mention, it's difficult to answer if you don't know some critical things. So, number one, you want to identify what are their biggest gaps? What are their biggest needs that they have? So you can say something like, you know, before we get to that, I first need to assess what it is that you need, or what are the biggest gaps, or what are you trying to achieve here? And they'll almost be relieved that you did that, because you're saying, hey, you know what, we're going to partner here, and I want to be able to design a program that is absolutely going to blow those, you know, the students away, right? And so in order to do that, you need to have some conversation. So that's step number one, is really identify their biggest gaps or needs. Number two, you want to identify what they want for their outcomes. What's the transformation that you're going to provide to the students? What's the transformation you're going to provide to those students? So what are those takeaways? And it's a talk for college students, right?
Correct.
Okay, so all the different opportunities that are available. So what are they going to walk away with? What are those hard things that when they walk out of the room, you want them buzzing about? Wow, that was the greatest thing, because now I'm more clear on the next steps I need to take. Now I know what careers to look for based on my behavioral traits or something. I don't know what
right,
to do.
You've
got to find out what the transformation is. So that's step number two.
Excellent.
Step number three is you can identify and have for them different speaker packages. Now, when you start talking hour for hour, that you could do it that way. Unfortunately, they're just looking at you coming in and doing 2 hours. They don't see the hidden time in the preparation, which is why many speakers do a lump sum, because there's preparation time, there's travel time, there's time out of the office. There's things that an event planner's not thinking about that goes into your preparation for this event.
Right.
So what you may want to think about is developing a choice of three packages that they can choose from. Now it becomes a, and this is only after you've discovered what their needs are, how long you're going to be speaking at that event, what you want their outcomes for. And you can always come back to them with these three options, and you can tailor it based on your discussion. But what it does is you have, like, for example, package A, and say, you know, I have three different packages that I work with people, and based on our discussion, here they are.
Okay.
Package one could be, and again, these are just ideas. Number one
sure.
could be a revenue share. So what does that look like? So they charge and they take an admission fee for the mm-hmm. workshop, and they get an X amount of attendees, and you share the revenue.
Okay.
Now, if you have a book or something that they each attendee will take away, then
yeah.
you can either add that in the price of it and say, mm-hmm. and by the way, there's an option to everybody gets a book or everybody gets
nice.
Whatever.
Right,
okay?
right.
So there's
okay,
value
great.
Added here into the revenue share. And you can also let them know that you're going to co-market the event. So
okay.
through your networks, you're going to co-market to over X thousands of people, however
okay.
larger
sure.
your networks are. That's package
sure.
potentially package A. Package B could be a sponsorship situation where they get
okay.
sponsors to defray the cost of your speaker fee or your speaker
okay.
investment. so or you could have a sponsor so that
sure.
any time you get in front of somebody who's also trying to get in front of your ideal client. So, for example, a good friend of mine and mastermind partner, Marilyn Suttle, is a speaker on customer service. And she has a sponsor, she does a lot of work with the sponsor. So whenever she gets in front of this sponsor's ideal clientele, which is also hers, which is professional women of a certain age category, they sponsor her to speak. And she has made arrangements that she can speak about their product while she's up on stage. And she actually helps promote them. So
sure.
you can do the same thing. So who wants to get in front of college-age students? And you
right.
can cultivate a relationship. Now, this is maybe not for this event, right? But
sure,
you can
sure.
cultivate a relationship with a potential sponsor who will sponsor you every time that you talk, and maybe a percentage of your speaker fee they pay for, because
okay.
when you're up on stage, you help
right.
promote their product.
Absolutely.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, so think about that. So there are, and then of course you, so they could get the sponsor, you could get the sponsor,
okay.
you could both get the sponsor. And then you can design a program that is really a win-win for the both. Now, you also want to, you know, if they say, yes, we'll do a revenue share, make sure you identify a minimum, you know, because
okay.
if they don't market appropriately and you end up talking
right.
to only three people, that's going to be a problem, right? So
yeah,
you want to
exactly.
make sure you add in there, hey, look, we have to have at least a minimum here, otherwise, you know,
yeah.
and then work through that with them.
Okay.
But now what you're doing is when they ask you what are your speaker fees, you say,
yeah.
you know, I have three different packages, and name those packages, you know.
Okay.
Whatever you name them, the accelerated package, or, you know,
sure,
make it
sure.
enticing for them, or the co-marketing
yeah.
package, or something that's going to be
it.
Enticing for them as well, and it's going to be a win-win situation. And then what you end up walking away with is a much larger speaker fee
right.
because they've got skin in the game, you've got skin in the game,
right.
and now you're looking at a partnership opportunity here. Now, those are just some options. Now, as you cultivate a following, as you get on more and more stages and you have more testimonials under your belt and you've done more of these, you're going to be able to command, obviously, a much, just simply because
okay.
of your fame and because of that, you're
sure,
going to be able
sure.
to cultivate a higher level. But
right.
typically, when you're getting started, this is a good way of getting started. But don't underestimate the talent that you bring either to the table. Don't underestimate your pricing. Even though you're just getting started,
right.
Remember that these are some options for you on how to price your speaker fees.
Right, right. And I think I do that. Because, like, you know, he's like, well, what do you charge? I'm like,
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Because
Julie, that's probably not a good reason.
I know. Right.
So professional.
Well, and another thing, too, is you may want to start conversing with other professional speakers.
Okay.
And because
okay.
there's going to be a lot of people out there that mm-hmm. will say, well, we don't pay our speakers. And
yeah.
so your response is, well, okay, so you're looking for free people to speak for gratis. And some people might even approach you at some point and say, well, we don't pay our speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can either choose if it's a lead generation type of activity and you still want to
sure.
speak there, and that's something you want to do to grow your business, it's entirely your decision to speak for free. But just
sure.
understand this. From somebody who's been there, done this.
yeah, yes.
Free leads to free.
Right. I know.
And so they're going to refer you to other free speaking. Now, this might be a really great way initially when you
sure.
get started to grow your list. And
yeah,
and
right.
I know a lot of people to get the speaking experience, to get their signature program under their belt, they do this.
Yeah.
And that's great, and you can do that. But at some point, you're going to have to say, you know what, as a professional speaker, I look at customizing my speaking engagements. I do have some keynotes that I do and some regular ones
right.
that I do. But as a professional speaker, this is how I partner with people. If you're looking
right.
for free, I can refer
right.
you to someone else.
Right. Right, absolutely.
And that's why you want to make sure that you're networking with people that are also speakers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Total sense. A totally different way of looking at it.
It's
I love it.
Yeah, it is. And because
yes.
because it's not the yes or no and go model. Now, I know
right.
you're working through the implementation program, right?
Yes,
and
I
so,
am. Yes.
So you may not have gotten to this point, but you'll hear me say, you know, it alleviates the yes or no and go model, because when you give choices to people,
right.
it's not a yes or no and go, it's a which choice.
Absolutely.
And so now
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, okay. And they might come back to you and say, well, you know, we really like this and this package, and we really, and so you might, like, refine your packages over time. But
sure,
then over time
sure.
you're going to see, oh, this really works. Okay, this
right.
is great.
Yeah, I love
yeah.
that idea.
Great.
I love that idea. That's awesome.
And so
Thank
it puts
you.
You. It puts you more into the negotiating, and they understand that
yeah.
you're partnering with them.
Right.
And what better
right.
win-win situation when you can have
sure.
somebody partner with you that has your vested interest in mind, too, because you want to deliver a really kick-butt
yeah.
program.
Yeah, that is so true. And I really do, in my heart of hearts, want to partner with them, but just do not go about doing that.
Yeah.
So that provides me, I'm gonna get started on that. That provides me with a lot more options.
Good, good. What other questions do you have on this?
Honestly, Lisa, I think you went above and beyond my question that I asked. Yeah, I mean, my head is spinning right now.
Okay.
I have, like, two pages of notes that I've just written. So, yeah, you covered a lot of you really covered a lot of ground. It was
okay.
awesome.
Good,
yeah.
good. Well,
thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming on the call. I'd appreciate it. I've got a couple
yeah.
more questions, so
okay.
Stay on the line if you don't have any other questions. So you've already got your next step, so you know what you're going to do for your
yes.
next step? Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
I appreciate that. Yeah, like I said, I have tons of notes, and now I'm going to go home and try to process it. So I love it.
Well, you got
All
your
right,
laser. You know, don't forget about your laser coaching call too.
Right.
So.
Right.
So,
oh,
right.
I won't. I've already got notes for that too.
Great. Well, that's
Thank you,
all.
Lisa.
You're very welcome. Well, that's the purpose of the Success Circle.
Absolutely.
There's support out there for you. You don't have to
Absolutely.
Muck through this on alone. And
I know.
And why muck through it when I've been through it? And
Amen.
Lot, you know, and I can help you not make the mistakes that I made.
Amen, sister. I know. I so appreciate it. I so appreciate it. Thank you.
You're really welcome.
And I unfortunately have to get off the line. I have a basketball meeting for my son. So
oh, not a problem. Thanks for coming
I'll catch
on.
The rest of the call. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye. All right, we're going to mute everyone. Okay, well, welcome. Welcome if you just joined us. I know some people are still coming on the call. So welcome if you just joined us. The next question comes from Suzanne. I don't know if we have Suzanne. I don't think we have Suzanne on the call yet. She didn't know if she was going to be able to make it, but I have her question. She says, I have my social media up to date and ongoing. Great. First of all, congratulations, Suzanne. You do want to make sure that you're systematizing that social media. She says, but I find that I'm not getting the leads. How can I capture more leads that buy or sell with me? Systematizing, this is a great question, by the way. So thank you, Suzanne, when you're listening to this, for submitting your question. The critical piece in systematizing is you've got to make sure during the systematizing that it's not just broadcasting, but it's actually also engagement. And there's going to be a lot of people that disagree with me on this. I think you can still have engagement and systematize. There's going to be kind of three things with social media. There's going to be the systems that are going to automatically do things for you and get the word out there so you're consistent in your messaging, number one. Number two, there's also going to be things that get engagement so that your followers respond to it. So make sure that even if you're systematizing, you're making sure that you're also engaging by what you're putting on social media. So you're getting people to comment. You're asking questions. You're, sharing funny things. So again, it depends on which social media site you're on, and you know your audience. But making sure that the systems aren't just broadcasting; they're engaging. And third, there's going to be social media where you interact live. And that's going to be really critically important to do that too. So keep those in mind. Now, depending on which social media site you're on, how do you get those leads? Well, your leads might come from the other activities that you're doing online. So it might come from having a live event, like a teleseminar or a webinar. So you're not only engaging people, but you're saying, hey, join me on my free event, or don't forget about my free event that I'm having, so that you can capture more leads and that you cultivate the relationship with them over time. That is going to have them then buy to you. So if you have them, for example, you're engaging with people, you're conversing with them, you're dipping into your social media on a regular basis, live. Maybe your assistant is doing some of the systematizing for you. And then you invite them. You invite them to an event. They come to the live event. They get to experience more of you. And maybe at the end of your event, you upsell them into one of your programs. And so my question is, those live events that you're having, how often are you having them? Are they every month? Maybe boost up some of your activity. And don't forget about those offline strategies. Not a lot of people are online, and they may not even see your messaging. So how are you mirroring the online and the offline strategies? So for example, when you do have a live event that you invite people let's say it's a teleseminar, let's keep it really simple, and you have a teleseminar, and you announce it on social media. You could also announce it through your direct mail and invite them through a postcard. Okay, so again, take a look at all of the ways that you're getting leads, and do you have a lead generation system? You know, is your social media, are you pointing people to that lead generation system? So in those ways, you're going to be able to not only get more leads, but it's how are you cultivating the relationship? What value are you giving over time? Are you giving live events that they can tap into and get more visibility with you? Because that's ultimately what they're going to want, especially if they opted in. And do you have a way to opt in so they're opting into your lead generation so you can keep in contact with them other ways beyond social media? So is it connected to your lead generation system? Is social media connecting your lead generation system? And when you have that event, make sure, again, with your offline, are you doing a press release? You know, so these are some really powerful ways to get those leads, to get people into your funnel. So they should always be, you will always want them back into, not only on social media, but you want them in your lead generation system, right? You want them to add a lot of value to that lead generation system so you're always connecting with them. So, Suzanne, I hope that answers your question. Natalia, I have another question. The biggest challenge is to make contacts with large companies in order to make a partnership. Thanks for emailing in, Natalia. For many of the consultants, even speakers that are out there that you may be trying to connect with larger companies, this can be a challenge. Usually the larger companies are, or the representatives that you want to connect with are going to likely be on LinkedIn. Now, what I find is many people are not utilizing LinkedIn effectively, number one, and number two is a way of cultivating the relationship with people they do want to connect with. So here are a couple of strategies for those of you that really want to make contacts with larger companies. Because you're a consultant, you provide services to those companies, maybe you provide software support, IT support, or other types of services, so you really want to contact them. So, first and foremost, using LinkedIn is a very effective strategy. But what most people do is they try to link in and then prospect that person right away. First of all, it's how you approach somebody. So if you wouldn't say, hey, how you doing? What's your name? Oh, Jim Smith from the ABC Corporation. Well, nice to meet you. By the way, how's your, you know, you need any IT services? You really wouldn't do that in person. Right? Or at least I hope you wouldn't. So, you know, you wouldn't do that online either. So when you're connecting with people, keep in mind that it's not about immediately getting the sale. A lot of people make that mistake in approaching social media that way. I mean, social media is about social media. It's about social aspect. So cultivate the relationship. Connect with somebody that you can see as your ideal client and say, I'm growing my network. How are you doing? You might even connect some of your other marketing strategies and use it as a way of connecting with that person. What do I mean by that? Well, for example, let's say you connect with Joe Smith at ABC Corporation, because you can see that they're going to be an excellent potential client for you. And let's say you offer event planning services. And so as an event planner, you connect with them and you say, you know, I'm writing an article for Event Planning Magazine, And I'm looking to interview some people to get what are the major trends in their organization as it comes to, I don't know, Christmas parties. Let's say you're going to pitch an article to a major event planning magazine. That's part of your marketing strategy. And you're connecting with this potential client and just wanting their information or their opinion to include in your article. Now, here's where a systems approach comes in, because now we're looking at the connections between your marketing strategies. So, number one, you're writing this article. It gives you kind of that excuse to contact them and not contact them about pitching your services, which every other event planner is doing, especially around the holidays or before the holidays. You are connecting with them to ask their opinion. And people love to give you their opinion and say, you know, I only want 10 minutes, but I would love to be able to quote you in this article that I'm pitching to this major magazine. Would you be interested? And this is after they've connected with you. So you can see you probably want to have more than one person in the pipeline. So you want to do your research, identify those companies you want to target, get some questions ready to ask them. They may say, yeah, by the way, can you email them to me? Great, fine, email them, right? But try to really get that, if not face-to-face, that at least that telephone call. So I promise I'll only be about 15 minutes. And you don't want to pitch them. You don't want to do a bait and switch, because that's not going to create trust. But you do want to keep in contact with them and say, you know, as I write this and as I pitch this to, maybe you have more than one magazine that you're going to pitch the article to, which gives you additional publicity, and you're starting that partnership. You're starting that relationship with them. And this is a really great strategy and a great way of getting to know somebody online, a potential prospect of a large corporation, because you're giving something to them first. You're saying, you know what, I'd love to interview you. I'm doing pitching this article, and potentially, you know, I'd love to get a quote from you. So now you have their attention. You're meeting with them, and you've got inroads. And then you can take it from there. And what happens sometimes, just in the course of the conversation, it does come up. They bring up the fact, so tell me what you do. And then you get that conversation going, and then it naturally transitions into a need that they have. But don't force the issue. Don't push the issue. But this is one strategy for making contact with some of those larger companies using LinkedIn. And again, linking it with another marketing strategy that you have, your article marketing that you're doing to get publicity, free publicity. Or maybe you identify, maybe it's not a magazine, maybe it's you're pitching the article or the idea to major newspaper, or, you know, maybe a newspaper in their area if they're not in your state. Again, these are just some ideas. But again, it's a different conversation that you're having with them. They're not being pitched, and they want to, you know, and you're cultivating that relationship. So, Natalia, I hope I've answered your question. Also, let's take that event planner idea, too, in mind. But let's say you're a consultant. Let's say you provide consulting services. You can use the same type of strategy. Let's say you offer IT services. Well, you could be doing an article, you know, for eZine Articles, which is an organization or an online article repository directory of a lot of different articles, so you can write an article for them. But the no matter what your your profession, you can use the same apply the same strategy. And so again, this is you're going to keep in contact, and you want to be able to make or give them continuous value. You can invite them to get your feed to your blog or your videos, and if you're an event planner, you can say, well, if you're interested, you're more than welcome to view my weekly blogs or something of that nature. So again, a nice invitation. If they take you up on it, great. If they don't, that's okay. You're at least linked in with them. All right. So look at some of the strategies, and even though your business might be different, I used in this case an event planner. Okay, just apply it for your own business. Look at how you might be able to apply it for your own business. Okay, let's see what other questions did we have here. These are really great questions, by the way, so thank you so much. Let's see, because remember, if you have a question, chances are other people are going to have the same question. All right. We've got a lot of questions about engagement. Another one that came in was from Jamie, who wanted more retainer clients to quit the part-time job. I just don't know how to get prospects engaged. Again, remember to map out your sales flow for your prospects. So as they find you, identify how it is people are finding you. So it's helpful to have those analytics, especially on your website, but people are going to find you in different ways. If you have a referral system, they're going to find you through referrals. As you market online, they're going to find you online. They may find you through article marketing as you get your article marketing in place. And as you systematize all those ways that you're marketing, people are going to find you in different ways. Remember to, when they do find you, what's the first step they're going to take in doing business with you? What's your lead generation? How do you funnel them into your lead generation? And in fact, everything should point to your lead generation. You really want to do everything that you can to get them on your database, on your list, so that you can continuously engage with them. And when they get on your list and you're easing, connect with them on social media. So let's say they get into your lead generation system, you can set up your autoresponders, so that they say, hey, thanks for connecting with me here. Let's connect on social media. Here are my links. And each week, making sure that you're adding continuous value to your prospects, whether it's your blog, whether it's your e-zine, or both, whether it's videos through your videos. But you've got to have a very systematic way of, once you capture those prospect leads, to be able to give continuous value to them. So that takes a certain amount of what is my sales flow, and once I identify or have those prospects in my flow, what is the value I'm going to provide, and in what frequency am I going to provide it? So, for example, the success circle, for the next year, I'm always having who my guests are that are going to come on, what are the subject topics that I'm going to cover, and that's all planned out ahead of time. So the same should be for your business. So as you get those prospects, how can you engage with them, even in an automated way? And that's really key. Or, maybe through postcards, or you have different ways that you touch base with your prospects. Email is just one of them. But looking at all those different ways that you can touch base with them and you can engage with them. And of course, we have the laser coaching calls. So if you need that brainstorming, that's what those are for. So thank you, Jamie, for submitting your question. Okay, I think that was it for today. Those were the questions that we have. Remember to join us on, for those of you who might have joined us late, December 11th for the Success Circle Business Accelerator Call, which is Supercharged 2013 with Goals That Grow Your Influence, Income, and Impact. So if you don't yet have your goals, your action plans ready for 2013, you definitely, or even if you do, you want to be on this call because I'm going to cover some really great stuff about growing your influence, your income, and your influence, your income, and your impact. And also, December 13th is the free webinar, is how to get all the clients you need automatically, and that, of course, is open to everyone. So feel free to share that on social media. I'd really much appreciate that. Well, thank you so much for coming on today's Q&A call. I want to thank everybody who came on this call live. If you're listening to the recording, that's okay too. That's the purpose of the calls, to make sure you get it when, as you're busy out there doing business, I want to make sure you get this information so you can implement it and model it for your own business. Again, thank you for coming on the call today, and until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.